Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot, score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black! Huskies just blocked it big time!
Interception by Brett Jermaine.
Side Hawk for three. It's good! Dribbles once, pulls up, shoots, score!
Rebound there for Baltus. He'll shoot, score!
It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitch Lake. We do appreciate it. And it is 7:30, time for Huskies Drive Time on a Tuesday morning. And we can't wait for Michigan Tech basketball this weekend at home for their final three games, the two this weekend and then one next week, a week from Thursday against Northern Michigan. We'll talk more about that next week, of course. But two big games at hand this Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. And Wes Fromm is in our studio. We have the very tall Kyle Stankowski also in our studio today. And Kyle got here at 6:15 this morning just to make sure he got here on time. I'm just kidding, Kyle. He goes, I wanted to make sure I could find it. He did. Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Nice to have you here. Wes, we've got big basketball coming up.
Yeah, big weekend obviously coming up, and final three at home. That's obviously important for both teams. Women undefeated at home, and I think the guys are about four games over 500, seems like, at home compared to kind of the flip side on the road. So definitely an advantage to be at home and looking forward to the weekend.
So we'll take a quick time out. We'll be back. Kyle will be chatting with us. We'll get all the goods on him and about Michigan Tech men's and women's basketball. Huge, huge games. Tickets are on sale, and we might be able to give away some tickets a little bit later on here.
And obviously part of that, Dirk, is going to be the Pink Zone coming up this weekend with trying to raise funds for the local charity. And the teams will both be wearing pink warm-up shirts. We'll have a silent auction for those, and I'll be giving those away as we go along. And basically, you can bid on the T-shirts all day Thursday, and then I think that the auctions will end sometime during the doubleheader on Saturday. You can, once you put your bids in, and then the winners will get their shirts that day. We'll make sure we get them washed up and out to the people that night and after the games are over. And all of the funds in that one are going to go to I lost my thing. Women Living with Cancer Support Group. It's a local support group set up to help women cope with the emotional aspects of cancer by providing a place to share experiences, learn from others who are facing similar situations. This group is for women living with cancer, newly diagnosed, in treatment, or long-term survivors, and they make comfort kits, and they put all sorts of stuff in there to just kind of help out ladies who are going through cancer treatments. And so it's a very cool local organization that we'll be supporting with our gifts from our Pink Zone. This is kind of it's been a national thing that we've done for a number of years now. It started off with breast cancer awareness, and it's kind of grown from there, and we do it every year, and so happy to help this local charity. So make sure you bring your checkbooks out to the games this weekend to bid on those shirts.
All right, short break. We'll be back with Kyle right after this.